Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book.
Zach and Jess, that one's Jess McKenna.
That one's Zach Reno.
There are many other people in the room who we told to be quiet.
And they, I don't even know
we
that
didn't
we did.
Tell them to
I
be
just
quiet.
Said, I think we just said we're going. Guys, you're not going to know. It's a year of Off Book, and so there's just a bunch of surprises.
Oh, God. We're just going to do a thing, and it's going to happen, and we're all going to be here for it. And this one, the pause button on your podcast player does not work.
What?
That's something we engineered into it, so you have to listen to all of it.
Yeah.
And you'll enjoy it.
Yeah. This is, please don't, but wait, I feel like
the
pause.
Yeah, what's up?
I feel like the pause button.
No, it doesn't work.
Oh. Hey, guys, I'm sorry, but the pause buttons don't work.
I told you.
In the studio,
I told
so,
you.
So, sorry about that, but the play button, aces.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Fast forward? Oh, yeah, baby.
Oh, hey, some bad news.
Hey, what's up?
The forward 15 seconds, that is working perfectly.
Okay, well, that one works,
God,
but don't use that
it.
One.
So you will have to listen to the entire show.
We should note that we have a lot of engineers in the room today, and they've all made those various adjustments.
Sorry. I was supposed to come in here and mop. Is this room?
No, this room's carpeted.
All right. I'll try my best.
No, that's not what...
Nope, okay, I'll try my best.
Get out of here. Man, mop the carpet!
Hey, there you go. Wet carpet.
Gotta hate those moppers.
Well, we were going to do the podcast, but...
I guess maybe we'll just let this man mop the carpet. I guess, this just goes to show we have no idea what's going to happen.
I feel like we should just maybe turn the microphones on in this room and kind of see what happens in here.
Just in this room?
This literally, I mean, they're on already. Brett's getting all this, so.
Hope there's no electrical equipment in here because I got a lot of water.
I was thinking about how there's so many different kinds of engineers. Oh, great. There's so many different kinds of engineers.
Oh, yeah. Scott Passarella is here.
Yeah, Scott Passarella on the keys, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings.
Dana.
We got Dana on the drums. We got multiple types of people in this room.
I'm really interested to hear more about kind of what these people do because, like, it's clear they're engineers, but what kind of engineer isn't clear? I want to know what kind of engineers we have in here. Because it's clear that they're engineers, but what kind of engineers unclear? I want to know what kind of engineers we have in here.
Custodial!
We got a custodial engineer. He can mop your floor, it's clear.
That's what he does.
Train!
Train engineer.
That's right. In fact, my grandfather was a guy named Paintstick Spectrum.
Whoa!
He loved being on a train so much. He taught me how to engineer so much. And he always used a brush when he painted. So I became an engineer.
He's an engineer. What kind of engineer's
a... It's clear.
Yeah,
well, it's clear now.
He's a train engineer and a custodial engineer.
engineer.
I'm an engineer on a spaceship. Maybe you've seen it on TV. I make a spaceship go. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I got a captain yelling at me all the time. He's like, we gotta go faster. I'm like, I'm giving it all she's got, you stupid future bastard.
We got an engineer.
Well, three more engineers just walked in here. We kind of, it's unclear, but I want to know what kind of engineer.
Love!
A love engineer?
Yes, I'm a love engineer. You want to get set up on a date, that's clear. Let me take you out, get a little food, make a little love, not to be rude, but that's what I do.
A coffee engineer!
Yeah, that's right, brother and sister, I'm a coffee engineer. You might also call me a barista, but I'll tell you that everything you need will be satiated. Have a conversation with me and it'll always be over-caffeinated.
Animal!
An animals engineer?
That's right, I'm an animal.
Just to be clear, you're an animal engineer. That's an engineer who engineers animals, not an engineer who themselves is an animal.
I wish.
Let me go over it. Let me try to explain. We got custodial space, love and coffee, animals.
Don't forget about train.
Wanted to see a porcupine and a rooster do it.
Oh yeah? Oh yeah. I've never done that one, man.
Oh yeah?
Okay, quick question.
Yeah.
What do you want it for? You want it for a friend or you want it for a pet?
I don't want the thing. I want to watch them do it.
Hey, man, you got to buy it. You break it, you buy it.
Well, I don't want to break it while I'm watching it. I just want to watch the actual sex encounter.
If you're going to break it, don't break it in here, because then I got to clean it up.
I'm breaking ground, man. You want to break ground, you got to buy it.
All right.
Guys, okay, I'll buy it. How much are we talking?
Okay, $4, because you picked ones that
American?
Are... Yeah, man.
Oh, my God. All right, here you go. Here's your $4.
Okay, let's get them going. Hey, Rocky, Jessup.
You brought them here?
Yeah, I'm ready to breed.
Guys, I really appreciate that you're all engineers, and you all have a lot of work to do, but normally this is when Jess and I record our musical podcast.
Oh.
Well, that's all right. I love musicals.
It's a podcast?
Yeah.
You guys listen to Marc Maron?
Yeah, he's funny.
Yeah, sure.
He's funny.
That's my favorite podcast.
Is this like a cereal?
Yeah.
It's not like cereal.
But...
A little like it, though.
I mean...
Yeah, I guess it has some similarities.
If you think about it, like, anything could be like cereal.
I like murder. I like mystery. I like cliffhangers. That's the kind of podcast I like.
Well, let me tell you what kind of podcast I like.
I like interviews with people of note. And the interview is mildly interested. And I like to fast forward about 15 minutes.
I like podcasts with a guy who's playing a character, talking to people who are also characters. It's my favorite thing. It's really exhausting. It's hard to listen to for much longer than an hour, but it goes for about two.
What kind of podcast do you like?
What kind of podcast do you like?
I like therapy. I like therapy podcasts where the host is pretty fucked up, but he gives advice to the guests that call it, even though he doesn't know what his life's about. That's what I like.
Okay, guys. Yeah. I'm sorry. You can all stay in this room because you clearly have engineering jobs to do. But
I think we should get out of here.
Should we just?
Boy, I think you really and me should leave and just like just let these engineers.
We'll go record ours in the other room.
Yeah, or maybe we'll just like leave and not be in a finite building.
But wait, I've been listening to this podcast since you guys started.
Is that true?
I didn't want to admit it, but I have to.
Oh my gosh, thank you so
I'm
much.
I'm also a gigantic fan.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
I met my wife in an off-book event.
I'm a sleepy baby, and I'm proud to say it.
Thank you so much. Wow.
Why did you sound like a vampire?
I met my wife at an off-book event. I'm quite a Romanian, and that's okay.
Honey, I am here, too.
My wife.
Oh my gosh, two vampires.
My wife.
Well, tell you what, we're going to kind of like leave you guys here to do whatever you kind of want to do.
Wait, this guy wanted to say something.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Very rude of you.
Your podcast meant a lot to me. All the characters, the locations, everything, you know. It really was a real bright spot for me.
Oh, yeah? Oh.
My son was got caught in some real trouble this year.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
What happened?
I don't want to get into it.
Oh,
come on.
It was bad, though.
Come on, get
into it. Would you rather sing about it? Would that make it easier?
Ah, sure. All right. Here we go. Little boy, so young and cute. Little boy, except he was a mute. He never said anything, and everyone thought he was grand. And then one day he killed everyone in the land.
Jesus Christ. What?
With a bomb.
What? Wait, oh my gosh.
A very big bomb. It was very dark.
Yeah.
We didn't know he was upset, but he killed so many people. It was so terrible, and this podcast made me smile.
Are you saying we healed your heart with a song?
Yeah, your heart with a song.
Healed your heart with a song.
Yeah, healed your heart with a song.
Even after your son set off that bomb, we
healed your heart with a song.
That's right.
Can I have a quick bridge for a recap?
Yeah, sure.
Just to be clear, your son committed a genocide. Then you listened to this podcast and you felt better, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I got it straight. That seems a little wrong. I think your son, you should have seen some problems coming.
But we healed your heart with a song.
Even though your son was a terrorist,
healed your heart with a song.
With a song, a world
of
murder.
Heal
your
heart
with a song.
Heal your heart with a song.
Could I have another verse so that I can make a point?
Please.
You know I was alone all of my life.
I know.
Then I went to an off-book event where, what do you know, I met my wife. Wow. She's a real podcast head, a podcast kind of gal. Now she's my lover, she's my wife, and my number one pal. Your podcast
healed my heart
with the song.
It's implied that you used to be sad, I guess.
Healed your heart with the song.
I just like, we'll let Brett keep these mics on, but I think you and I should get out of here.
You'll let him do what?
Yeah, we'll let, we're just gonna let
Brett. Come on.
I can't, you got it, I got stuck talking about.
That's how you treat engineers.
I had to, they're onto us.
I don't know what we're all doing
it's
here.
Like Downton Abbey over here.
I just really revealed something, and you know, I feel like you guys are leaving me again, like my son who's away. In multiple sentences to prison.
Wait, I'm sorry. Is your son in a jail for children?
Oh, he's not a child.
Oh,
I'm sorry, what?
He's 37. He's my child. He's
people
my son.
People can have adult sons.
Yeah, I know. Sorry. I don't know
why we pictured a small child.
You said he was so young and so cute. So
yeah, he was. He was born very young and cute.
Oh, okay.
He was born like 0 years of age.
Yeah, he didn't come out a 37-year-old. That would be weird.
He just left out the middle where he became a man.
And a monster.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, people discounted him because he was a mute.
Sure.
And, you know, and then he got mad about it. You know, and I see his point.
Yeah, well, he was mad, dude.
Oh my god, you've never heard
my voice before, dude.
Who's this almost middle-aged man?
I don't know, but he's speaking incredibly well for someone who I believe is a mute.
Yeah, because my dad didn't teach me how to talk. I had to learn in prison.
Wait. How
all kids are mutes if you don't teach them, Dad. How'd you get out of jail? I did my time. My bomb was like a song. I needed to make noise. That's the reason I did it.
Oh, so it was more like one of those really loud fireworks? You didn't kill people?
Oh, it killed a lot of people, but they understood that I had like a cool reason. I'm not a sociopath.
Is that how our justice system works?
Yeah, if you have a cool reason, the sentence is...
The revolving door, I guess.
I'm also... I am in the union, so that out...
I'm in the union!
This is the question that I wish there was, like...
I'm too busy to teach my kid to talk!
Oh, here you go with that again.
What?
What was?
It's just one of those scenarios.
What do you need clarification on?
Are you...
someone said?
Oh, no! She's deaf now! My muteness went away and you got deaf.
Sorry. Listen, I honestly was looking at my phone.
Yeah, why are you doing that in the middle of your anniversary
show? I'm sorry.
I just wanted to see a moment
here with my son that I thought was a mute. And I guess maybe I learned the importance of... Maybe I was too serious about being a custodial engineer.
Wow, you learned something instantaneously. Yeah. This
you know,
is
I'm
great.
Seeing it
usually
right here.
It takes like, you know, a little bit. an hour and a half.
Hey, you know, you present me with two different things, you know, and I heard that guy talking about, I should have paid more attention. Then I hear this one go, hey. And I'm like, hey, I should have learned.
All right, well, good
bingo,
for you.
Bingo, bango, I'm done.
Anyone else learn anything?
I've got something to say. Did you know? Seems like that
vampire from earlier.
Yes.
Says hello.
Hello. Seems like you're kind of a bad father, would you say? Oh. You?
I just said I learned something.
Well,
yeah,
yes,
yeah.
But I
was. I was. Now I've changed.
Did you know?
Don't judge. Look at our children.
That is true. But you know how we learned to become good parents?
How?
We went to the Parent Mutant Academy, where they teach you the skills of being a parent.
Oh, I didn't know about that.
Well, yes. We're forced to go after biting one of our children.
And actually, if any of you want to go to this academy, there's an incredible pilot that maybe the space engineer would know. If anyone was interested, I mean, honestly, I'd love to go.
I want to go.
You guys want to get a spaceship and go to the Mutant Parents Academy?
I'm just going to send up a little bat signal for James Pilot, my friend.
Oh, it is I, James Pilot.
James.
Pilot of time. Just to be clear, are you traveling through time or are you traveling through space?
Well, you know what? Maybe we should travel through time and space. And maybe we could go back to when this custodial engineer was a new parent, and maybe we can undo the mistakes and this bomb will never go off.
36 wow. years ago?
Holy
36
cow.
Years ago? All right.
Wow. 36
years
ago? But don't mess it up so I don't get born.
Oh, right.
You know, I don't want it to be like that kind of a fix.
No, for sure.
I watch a lot of these time travel
movies. We'll try to not mess up the
timeline. Which one's your favorite?
The one with Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh, that's
right. Yeah.
Code Source. On the train.
Source code.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Russell Peters does stand-up.
Yeah, he does. He's good.
All right, well, I guess.
I also like the commuter.
Everyone get into my plane and we'll travel through space and time. There's not a lot of room in this plane, but we can all cram in just fine. I'll be up in the cockpit, which is a slightly smaller space. I guess today James Pilot is a pilot of time and also space. James Pilot! For those of you that maybe aren't sure, now we're 36 years in the past trying to stop a little boy from becoming a terrorist murderer and making people not have a life to enjoy. You're still here and you can meet your future self, so please don't stop that.
This is just like time.
Everyone else is an engineer and there's some vampires as well.
Hello.
But I'm James Pilot.
A pilot of time.
And also the same.
school. My name is Professor Ms. X.
Where'd James
My go? First, he has to go back up.
How do you know this?
Because I run this school and James Pilot drops parents off at my school.
Got it.
To become better parents. Usually it's mothers, but this time I find we're going to be teaching a father.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of learned my lesson, but I guess they wanted to bring me back in time to, like, kind of, you know, kind of shove it in there,
yes,
you know?
Yes, certainly. This is sort of an open day at this school for mutant moms.
Thanks. We're all casual observers.
Oh, great. Well, if you want to gain anything about finding your own power and strength...
What kind of mops you got at this school?
Oh, we got all kinds of mops.
Oh, cool. I'd love to check that out. I'm part of the tour. Hope that's part of the tour.
Yeah, well, honestly, you can find a mop wherever you like.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
How many kinds of mops are there? Oh, excuse me.
Oh, hi.
My parents dropped me off here. My name's Devin.
Oh, wow. Yes, we're so happy to have you. Yeah, there's lots of, there's as many mops as you might need.
I mean, like, would you need more than one at a time?
You might need more mops if there's a very, you know what? Honestly, there were some women who came in here and they made quite a big stink.
I took a shit on the rug.
Get out of here. I kicked can't. You out of this school.
This is how I lime. Make points.
You gotta use lime for that.
Well, I mean, there might be just one. It's Devin, just... your parents dropped you off at a school for mothers?
Yeah, they don't really pay a whole lot of attention to me, you know? Like, I have big dreams of being a singer, and they don't support me.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
Well, story of my life, I guess.
I guess. Well, this is a place where anyone can come and learn about what happens within them that can become a power. So like, for you, your power will be how to be a not horrible father, and for you, and teach your son how to talk, and for you, your power will be, I guess, not caring about your parents?
Whoa, I mean, a JX460. I got to bring one of these back to the future.
Oh, he really likes that mop. I mean, I'd like to develop that power of not caring about my parents. And then maybe if this guy becomes a good dad, maybe I could have a new dad?
Wow.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, geez, this is a lot for me to take on.
Hey, buddy, you can do it.
Hey, all right.
See? Yes, this might be perfect. It's like how sometimes people treat their dogs as a test to see if they could be a parent.
Yeah. Mm. I did that.
They're fur babies.
Yeah, just imagine that this boy who's already basically formed and has a lot of skills and talents,
right.
He's sort of your test drive to do it better with your son next time.
But, we just had my kid like a year ago in this timeline, so why wouldn't I just work on that one?
Yo, yes.
Okay.
That's true.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
I hate to tell you this.
Uh-huh.
It's already going poorly.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. I'm dead. Am I dead?
No,
am I
going to disappear?
No. Look at my hand. Is it still here?
No.
Oh, is it? Am I corporeal still?
You are. You are. I just mean, why not have a little bit more of, you know, like a first pancake situation?
I don't.
The first pancake is always a little bit burned.
Whoa,
it's me, Wolver Maureen.
Oh.
I work at this school as well. You may forget because I only showed up very briefly.
No, I know. I remember you.
Sweetheart. Hey, over here.
Oh,
do you
I got
know?
So immersed in other people's problems.
Oh, I get it. Do you know? I never went to college.
How am I just finding this out now?
I know. We are Italian vampires.
I'm on the spaghetti.
Yes.
Hey, sorry, I couldn't help overhearing that you two vampires never went to college.
No.
This is a great school. We have all sorts of things. What are you interested in being?
A vampire?
Oh, yeah,
but maybe a better one?
Maybe
with a complete...
Like, maybe like a lawyer as well?
Sure.
Cool. We have a crazy law school over here. We actually just recently hired a new tutor.
It feels like a lawyer is a hard ambition if you never went to college.
That's true, but you've got to start somewhere.
That's right. That's what I did. And it got me all the way to winning Dancing with the Stars as a high-powered lawyer. And then I found love.
Wow. With me, her partner, on Dancing with the Stars.
Wow.
A professional dancer.
Right.
They pair up a person with a normal job.
That's right.
As a star.
I ditched that paralegal that was so nice to me, and I went back to my partner from the show.
She's the star as a famous lawyer,
star lawyer.
Who represented O.J. Simpson.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay.
So, and I'm the dancer.
Crazily not my most famous case.
Yeah.
I'm that fucking good.
She is. She's
and
fucking
I,
amazing.
Thank you.
I'm just saying, if anyone
permission
could,
to approach the bench.
I'm just saying, if
watch
anyone
yourself,
could, if anyone could teach some vampires to be a lawyer, it'd be you.
That's right. You know what? I can see it now.
Some people say that lawyers have no soul. I say that's not true. Some people say that we're just out to get ours. Well, okay, maybe I am just as blood-sucking as you. But instead of sucking blood, I wanna suck justice. Instead of sucking blood, I want my rights. Lady Justice is blind, and if you could be kind and just listen to me and what I've got to teach. Now, some people say that when they see a lawyer, they see red. I understand, and just like you inside, I feel dead. But what you don't understand is the sight that you have to pore over legal documents, 'cause you don't sleep at night. Your bat's in a cave, using your radar, and you can't seek out the truth. Just bounce it out, and bouncing back will come when you need all the facts, and you can have your justice. Just suck your justice. Suck the justice for all.
You know, that sounds like a lot of work. I think I want to be a doctor instead.
I mean, that's also a lot of work.
Sure, but direct access to blood seems like it's more in the pocket for us.
We don't want a blood metaphor. We want the real thing.
Exactly. Anyway, thanks for your time.
Yeah,
that was great.
Problem.
I just made a quick phone call. I just put $1,000 on the Dodgers to win this World Series, and Robert De Niro to win for Raging Bull, and Sissy Spacek to win for Coal Miner's Daughter. I'm going to have so much money in the future.
Oh, yeah, sure. That's part of the way
really
to use
learned
this.
I really learned my lesson, yeah.
Well, I'm afraid that that's not really the lesson.
But, Dad, we're going to be millionaires. That
yeah,
awesome.
We have a lot of money. I don't have to worry about raising a kid. I can get
so
an idiot to do
wait
it.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
I can kill
people.
Wait. Yes, I think we were trying to keep this from happening, but this is your son in the future.
Whoa!
I
saw him. Yeah, I've already seen him. Yeah.
Right.
You seem so surprised.
Yes. Which one are you?
I was in like information. I was like, hey,
honestly, I didn't realize you got on the plane.
I came along for the ride. I want to see little me. Little me. Maybe I'll kill him.
All right, maybe.
Hey.
It's going to kill you.
This is my new son now. This nerd.
Thanks, new dad.
I'm gonna learn with him, and all this money I got from Robert De Niro winning Best Actor for Raging Bull.
You're gonna give me up for adoption, little me? Then I'm definitely gonna blow shit up.
All right, I guess I didn't learn my lesson.
Honestly, Zach, I think maybe like going back in time was like too much for us to handle.
Yeah.
But also, I don't know when the next time James Pilot is gonna be back.
I mean, truly, there's nothing we could do to make him come back.
Huh.
Hello! Did you mess with the timeline and it was very difficult, very fast?
Yeah, it seemed like, well, this was like maybe
I'm a
we
millionaire.
Shouldn't have messed.
It was maybe a lot to heap onto an already potentially difficult situation
well,
to throw in timelines into the mix. I understand. Here's a quick fix that will maybe make some people dead, but everything easier.
Okay.
Let's just put some of the people back on the plane.
Avengers
okay.
Infinity War.
Oh, yeah, it'll be exactly like
Why
that.
Why are we going to be dead?
Just because if you leave someone in an alternate timeline that they
you
didn't
leave
come,
them in the past,
and you
then
go
they'll
back
be old
to the future,
in the past,
shit.
And then by 1990 they'll be dead.
Oh well, let's definitely leave the bomb kid in the past.
Oh
which
yeah,
which one, me or little me?
Oh, both of them.
Both of you.
Fuck.
Goodbye forever, bomb kids.
Where am I going?
Wait, I don't want to die. No. If my kid's gonna die, I'm gonna die with him.
Okay.
Here in the past.
Fine.
Cool.
Well,
why don't we both just live? That's a better plan.
Well,
in the past, and we'll know all this cool shit. And we'll be able to make a fortune. We'll create a podcast app
Sorry.
That you can't hit the pause button on.
Oh wait, this has already happened.
It sounds like Stitcher.
I'm gonna blow up Raging Bull and Sissy Spacek, and then they won't.
No, you don't want to blow up anything. We got money now.
Jessica, was it?
Yes.
Can I talk to you over here for a second? I have another idea.
Okay.
You and I.
Sure.
We're going to go back.
James Pilot?
Yes.
Okay.
Who did you think I was?
No, I just like saying your name.
Oh, okay.
James Pilot.
Do I sound like someone else?
No.
Okay.
Honestly, I just like saying your name.
Great. We'll go back even further into the past.
Okay.
Before we did any of this.
Okay.
Do you remember exactly what... Well, I guess this isn't the past, but this is kind of the present. Do you remember how the beginning of this particular podcast started?
This one?
Yes.
That we're in right now?
Sure.
Sure.
Let's go back to then.
Okay.
Okay.
James Pilot!
This... Wait, the pause button? Wait, no, Zach, we would want them to have a pause button.
No, there's no pause button, so you have to listen to it all the way through.
No, but I want them to have a pause button so that they can pause and really, well, you know, maybe it doesn't.
Okay, whatever. I don't think it matters too much. And anyways, what we do on this podcast is, oh, sorry, we have Scott Passarell on the keys, we have Dana on the drums. All we're going to do is we're going to, like, get kind of an idea for where the musical would start, and we'll just kind of, like, jump off from there.
Sure.
So we can do kind of like what we've been talking about just now, I guess.
And I guess, like, now, let me do one more thing, which is unlock these doors.
Oh, sure.
Oh. No one was here.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Scott Aukerman.
Scott Aukerman?
Yeah.
Wow.
What's going on?
What a get for this episode.
Yeah. Thrilled to be here.
Thanks for being
fresh
here.
Fresh off Comedy Bang Bang, doing my thing, living my life. You know me.
What?
Talking to interesting folks. That's my shtick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for coming into our episode.
Super happy to be here. Yeah. Dope.
Hi, I'm Eliza Skinner.
Oh!
Yeah.
Hey, thanks, Eliza. Thanks for doing this.
Oh, you're welcome.
Appreciate
it. Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Am I supposed to be here now? Paul Tompkins.
Oh,
hey, Paul.
Thank you.
Brought my own headphones and my own straw. Is that okay?
Thank you.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. I'm a former janitor turned millionaire. Supposed to be on Wolf Den. I'm going to be on Wolf Den, one of the most listened to Earwolf podcasts.
Oh, yeah, that's
about the business of podcasting.
No, yeah, that's recording in Studio B.
Oh, okay, Studio B. Can't wait. Is Jeff Ulrich still hosting it? No? Who's hosting it?
Oh, gosh. I don't know.
Can't wait to go talk about how I came up with all my good ideas.
All right.
Wow. Okay. Well,
top of the morning to you. It's me, Carl Tart.
You guys, it's so great to have so many guests here. Carl. Carl, so good to see you.
Nathan Begora, what a pleasure it is to be here on such a special occasion.
Carl,
I'm sorry, I fell down.
It's okay. Carl, you did two episodes of this show. You did a live episode and you did one about ghosts.
Oh, indeed I did. And what a time we had.
Wow. You know, something I really do love about it is, like, you know, truly anything can happen.
Truly anything can happen.
And it usually does.
Oh, and wait. But Carl, is there anything, like, you want us to know? Anything you want to, I guess, plug?
I mean, what everyone already knows about you is, as long as we've known you, you've been an Irish man. That's what this timeline has.
Tis true.
I've had Carl on my show a ton of times. Yeah, that's it.
And he's the one who refuses to do characters,
He refuses to do characters. He always does Irish stuff, but it works out well. I have him on once a year, St. Paddy's Day show, so it's great. Yeah.
I just like to go on Scott's show and talk about the troubles.
Yeah. He does
what
do that.
What kind of troubles does an Irish Carl Tart have? What kind of troubles does an Irish Carl Tart have? I know that they may be so big and terrible, oh so bad. What kind of troubles does an Irish Carl Tart have?
Well, I'll tell ya. These are the kind of troubles that I have. Me being the Irish Carl Tart. Sometimes I don't want to get out of bed. Sometimes I get an ache inside of my head. Sometimes I see my shoes untied. And sometimes me dear old mother has died.
What kind of troubles does an Irish Carl Tart have? What kind of troubles does an Irish Carl Tart have? Your mother died.
I'll tell you some more of me troubles if you'll give me a wee drop of that whiskey.
Oh, sure, certainly.
Sometimes me dry cleaning is late. Sometimes I've broken me favorite plate. Sometimes I fell into a ditch. And sometimes I got cursed by a witch.
Oh, a witch? What happened when you got cursed by a witch?
Oh, I meant to leave that part out, but now that I've said it, I feel like you have to hear the story.
Yeah, I think we'd love to.
'Tis a sad tale.
I was walking amongst the fens. I was wishing for sorrow's end. I saw in a sliver of moonlight a witch who I thought, all right.
All right. Come over here, little boy. I have a present. Oh, it's a toy. You can play with this all day long. Don't care about how your heart is starting to race. And don't care about all the bumps on my face. You are cursed.
That's my sad story.
I feel like we should be talking to everyone here, like Paul F. Tompkins, notable zookeeper. I kind of want to know, what kind of troubles does Paul F. Tompkins, the most famous zookeeper, have?
Well, I don't know if we have time to get into it. It's a list. It's a lot of industry stuff. Not everybody really knows what I do and what goes into it.
Sure.
Yeah, and I don't know. I mean, there's no chorus, so it really doesn't feel like something you're interested in.
Oh, all right, man.
I'd like to hear.
Yeah, I mean, sure. If that's all that it takes is, well...
What kind of troubles does a zookeeper Paul F. Tompkins have? What kind of troubles does a zookeeper PFT have? What kind of troubles does a zookeeper PFT have?
We want to hear the man. Here's the chorus you have.
Well, the monkeys often won't stay off the rails, and it's often hard to get the penguins into the top hand tails. And sometimes I just feel like I need a break, and then suddenly I've gotta go and find a snake.
Those snakes, they're always running off.
They do.
They're not a problem for everyone.
No.
I'm Irish.
Yeah, they were famously driven out of Ireland, Zach.
So they were definitely a problem for Ireland at one point.
Yeah, I guess that's right. Well,
you've got me there.
I'm really splitting hairs here, when maybe what we should be doing is, like, not ignoring the other people at the table. Like, I'm very interested. Eliza Skinner, the most famous firefighter in this country.
Oh, thank you.
What kind of troubles does a firefighter Eliza have,
except for fire?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, it can get pretty hot, but that's 'cause of me and not
right.
'Cause of my job that I'm putting flames out. Sometimes I just want to shout, help me.
Oh, I feel like you're more self-sufficient than that, Eliza.
Oh, that's what people think, but it's not true.
Really, I feel like you're pretty independent.
I think that's what I want people to think, but I really need love.
What do I know? I know hats and snakes. That's me.
Now, I know we have a zookeeping PFT, an Irish Carl Tart, a firefighting Eliza Skinner, but we have a podcasting Scott Ackerman in this timeline.
Yeah, that's what he does. Yeah.
That's right. But I should be clear, my podcast...
Well, you specifically said that you talk to interesting people.
Right.
But specifically, the people you talk to who are all dead.
They're all dead. That's right. It is a podcast where I speak to ghosts.
Okay.
What kind of troubles does a ghost podcast Scott have? What kind of troubles does a ghost podcast Scott have? What kind of troubles does a ghost podcast Scott have?
Because his guests are dead.
I got problems that I have. I have to go and dig up graves. And my hands, they get really hurty. And I'm also super, super dirty. Also, the bones, they smell really bad. And also, I got a weird relationship with my ghost dad. Not Bill Cosby, a different one. My podcast's hard, but it's also fun.
Well, there's so many guests with troubles. And there's us, our troubles get doubled. But we have these guests in a line. And now I think we're out of time for this first half.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Lex Friedman and Chris Bannon. It was my pleasure to be on the Wolf Den podcast.
Excuse me.
Sorry, there's a knock at the door, but yeah, we are.
Can I come in?
Yeah, of course.
Sure.
Hi, it's Chef Kevin. I was listening.
Kevin, hey,
congratulations on 1 year.
Thank you. Thanks, Kevin.
We were listening to the first part in the other room.
Uh-huh.
And congratulations again.
Thank you so much.
On the first year. We decided to cancel your show.
I mean, that makes sense. We have
This will be the final episode.
Oh, wow.
No, thanks.
Sorry about that.
No, it's okay. Honestly, Kevin, no one could ever be. Thank you for wearing that tie. You know, it's 104 degrees on a Friday.
I'm like 22 or some shit. And I'm just like, I want to seem like I'm, you know, have a.
Hey, thanks for letting me.
I think it's nice.
Hey, Jess, can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah, of course.
Sorry to cancel
No,
you.
No, it's okay. No, Kevin.
Hey, Kevin, I know it's a very, to get in my own podcast.
I know it's a very dramatic twist to happen.
Yeah, no, and gosh, it couldn't have come from a more unlikely place. I wouldn't have thought that you, Kevin, wielded so much power.
Oh, yeah, it was weird. Like, you know, all the people who originally started this company left, and so there's no one else to do things like
that.
Yeah,
we all know that that's the history of Earwolf.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm. Sorry, just anyway. 1 second.
And oh, Wolf Den. I get it. Earwolf.
Cool.
Wolf
who are you?
Den. I am a custodial engineer who made a fortune and now have a great.
Oh, I'm sorry. What did I call this network?
What? Wolf. Earwolf. And I got the pair. It's like a pun. Wolf Den. Earwolf.
Oh.
The earwolf lives in the wolf's den.
Got it. Yeah.
Anyway, so I'll give you a few more segments, but you gotta wrap it up.
What's your wolf-related name?
excuse me. I'm sorry. Is this my mop? I left a mop out here someplace, and I feel like this might be mine, but I don't want to take someone else's mop. Oh, God, why can't I find love?
Oh, hey, I'm Chef Kevin.
Oh, hi. I'm sorry, Chef Kevin. I'll get this done very quickly. I just need to clean up some of the other rooms, and at least it's smaller than a hotel.
Did you used to work in a hotel?
Oh, God, I'm sorry. I've taken too much of your time.
No, gosh,
yes,
please.
I was housekeeping in a hotel. That used to be my job. I'm just not being so stupid.
No. Oh, my gosh. Wow, Kevin. I've never seen you have more than, like, two expressions. Are you...
And this one looks distinctly like love.
This is the third.
Oh, my... Guys.
Guys, I think...
Everyone, let's give him a second.
Everyone just...
Well, what was your name again, young miss? Of whom I guess I'm your boss?
Melissabeth.
Melissabeth, the sweetest name I ever heard. Melissabeth, is it two or three or one word? I don't know if it's a Christian name. I don't know if it's a Nick. But all I know is something's hard, and it's my dick.
True.
Men come to my life, and the story's always the same. Oh, Melissabeth, they say we are bewitched by your name. They have so many things they want to talk about and say to my face, and then I always leave behind a name. But I get replaced.
Melissabeth,
I'm not like one
of those guys. I will fight for you. The monsters and the people who try to do you harm.
Melissabeth,
there's one thing I must confess, and that's I'm not a real chef. So I can't cook for you.
My name is Linda. It always seemed plain. God, I can't stop lying. Honestly, my name's Jane.
So wait, you're a chronic liar.
Just about my name, that's the only thing I do. And now I feel like I can't stop telling the truth to you. I've never seen The Wire.
Jane!
And I never wanted to.
Not even the first season.
Something else. I don't like how they smell. I prefer cats, only injured ones. The rest can go to hell. I always felt like all my opinions don't count for naught. And now suddenly there's no opinion. I don't want to tell you, and I've got a lot.
Oh, Jane, I love you so much.
Oh, my God, really?
Oh, Jane, I know that it's a bit much, but I have to tell you. You and I are so compatible. Do you want to get out of here and make love?
I don't
in the middle
enjoy
of a
that.
Vacant lot. Wait a minute. What?
I just don't care for making love.
Oh. Hey.
But if you'd like to find some other things, like maybe staring
Bye.
Into each other's eyes.
Wow, oh, Kevin geez. Really ended up wow. being a huge asshole.
Yeah,
huge
I've always asshole, been Kevin. Like, what is underneath? And
see,
like,
I'm just so unlucky in love.
I'm sorry, Jane.
No, no,
listen,
Jane.
Everyone, I know there's a lot going on right now, but I guess Jess and I have to cut to break for forever since the show has been canceled.
Yeah, I guess enjoy our last Lisa ad.
Yeah.
I am going to give you, you know, till the end of the show, so we'll come back. So,
no, I think I'm done.
You're
oh,
done?
Oh, you're leaving right now?
Yeah, and Jess, honestly, like, if you want to come with me, but I don't know that I can be in the studio. Like, I don't know that I can do the back half of a show where I just it's like being at your own funeral, you know?
Totally. Well, feel free to come back and be on my show when you guys die. I would love that.
Hey, oh, thanks, let me Scott. Tell you one thing. I was living a pretty shit life, and then a bunch of crazy shit happened to me, and I can't go into specifics, but my whole life changed. And maybe if you just stick it out, the same thing can happen to you.
Well, I guess we'll find out. Will
okay,
they listen?
Chris, we'll go out for drinks in a second. Sorry, Chris Bannon's trying to get me to go out for drinks.
No, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Will we listen to the custodial engineer who's now a millionaire based on a brief stint in time travel?
What?
Or
you know my secret?
Or will
Must
we say
kill you.
Goodbye forever? Find out when we return on the second half of the final off book.
Hey, Jess, you up on that Doctor Game show?
Oh, you know I am, because I'm always wanting to test my competitive chops on a game show. So I love listening to Get Out of Doctor Game show right here on Earwolf.
You gotta do it. Host Joe Firestone and Manolo Moreno play listener-created games that you guys come up with comedian guests and live call-ins. The games are wild and often stupid and always very, very, very funny.
It's a show that the whole family can enjoy. In fact, some of the game creators and players are kids, and you never know what crazy rules they'll come up with or what they'll say next. Plus, some of your favorite Earwolf hosts have been calling in by surprise, like Matt Gourley, Lauren Lapkus, Zach... What is this, Rhino?
It's phonetically written out right there, Jess.
What is
also,
this, Zach?
It's the first time you've ever said it wrong.
What is this,
really...
Zach Ryan?
Guys, I did a call-in when I was at my grandmother's birthday, and I went out to the beach where there was not very good reception and played an amazing game where we tried to guess if a film's score was higher or worse than the film Beethoven about the dog.
And that's
it was very,
very
fun.
That is very fun. And can you... Do you guys understand that commitment from your Earwolf host? He was at his grandmother's birthday.
I didn't read this at all.
Oh, so sweet. Guys, if you want to be on the show, you can submit your game show ideas to drgameshow@gmail.com. That's drgameshow @gmail.com. And follow Dr. Game Show on Facebook and Twitter to know when you can play along live.
So check out new episodes of Dr. Game Show every Wednesday, wherever you listen.
It's a game. It's a show. It's
a doctor.
Dr. Game Show. It's... Can I get a doctor in the house? Game show. Welcome back.
No.
What?
No, I told you. We
what?
Have to do something else. This podcast is dead now, Jessica.
Yeah.
Walk with me out of this room.
Okay.
Bye, Scott.
Bye.
Oh, and also, bye, Scott. Passarella.
Here we are at the beach.
Oh.
You know why?
Why?
Because our lives are over, Jessica, and we need to walk straight into the
ocean.
Oh my
gosh, Zach.
What?
That's so dramatic.
This is all I have.
That's not true.
I'm alone. I live in a box.
Oh.
You know that about my life.
That's true.
Did I hear someone say they live in a box and they are all alone?
Oh my God.
I am Flan. I live in a box and I'm all alone.
It's a Flan here on the beach.
Oh
Hello.
My
gosh.
Hi. I was left here on a picnic. They never got to me.
Zach. Seems like maybe like I there should. Is still things to live for,
yeah, like eating this flan.
Well, no,
you can't
eat that sentient flan, Zach.
Well, what are you supposed to do with a flan then?
Hey, a flan is a flan with a plan, okay?
A
I have a
flan is a flan with a plan.
I'm a flan with a plan.
A flan. Okay.
There's a lot of things you can do with me not that aren't eating.
Okay.
We can fall in love, eh? We can we can walk along the water's edge.
Hey! You sick flan, get the fuck out of here! I told you to stop bothering people on the beach. I am so sorry, folks.
No,
this flan has been perving around this beach for the last 6 weeks.
And this
fucking
seagull has been harassing me.
Hey, come on now.
Hey.
What did you say? It's called a flan?
Well, this is amazing.
Everything here is so amazing.
This woman looks like she's never walked
what?
Before
no,
today.
No, totally. I'm used to it. I've done this a million times.
You're walking weird.
I am. I'm just.
What is your shirt made out of?
Oh, it's a sail. I mean, a big shirt is a big shirt. Oh.
See, Zach? Look at all the incredible things we experienced in just, like, 45 seconds. A talking flan that wants to fall in love with you. A seagull who also talks who thinks that falling in love is somehow pervy. Like, chill out, seagull. And a straight-up recent human.
I don't know.
I hey, have Zach, been human whoa. For so long.
If I overheard you might be leaving the podcast. If you're looking for a new co-host, Jess, you couldn't do any worse than me. Isaac Zeke Nicholson.
Yeah, honestly, Jess, I feel like Zeke is a better co-host for you anyway.
Well, I guess, like, we do have a lot more in common than you and me.
I think what you guys should do is you guys should go do the podcast, and I'm just gonna see where this new world takes me, you know?
All right, well...
By new world, you mean
what's
me.
This, a wig?
Hey.
This is amazing.
Hey, Flan, can I be real with you?
Oh, I only like very dad. That means real in Spanish.
Means truth. Means truth, but okay. And it's not you, it's just...
Por qué?
I don't think I'm a flan kind of guy.
¿Cómo?
¿Por qué no me gusta un flan?
¿Por qué?
Flan no es para mí.
¿Por qué?
Todo es el flan en la universidad. Couldn't make me happy.
Pero este flan es el sol de tu vida.
Yeah.
Vida.
I know that flan is the soul of life. It's just not the soul of mine. And I don't think that I... Wait, hold on. I'm done with the musical podcast. No one try to sing at me. No one try to talk at me. I'm going to walk into the ocean and see where that takes me.
We are going to walk into the ocean and see where it takes us.
Oh, no. Sorry, I'm just a sad shell. All of us are, right, guys?
Yeah!
I could be happier.
We love musical improv, and you're singing so pretty.
You're singing pretty good. I think you're not bad at singing.
Stop it. Stop it, Jared. Stop it. You creep people out really bad.
I love the songs, and I don't want them to stop.
I don't want them to stop either.
It's making me cry, but also making me feel good.
But no one can tell that you're crying because you're in the water.
I know I'm all wet anyway.
Hey, you guys, I think the way that we let him know that singing is good is for us to start a band!
Oh, man!
Seems like work, but okay.
Hold on, let me ask the giant crab monster who we usually hang out with if he wants to be in our band.
Hello!
Oh,
what's
you,
up?
Not, wait, who was that?
Oh, I thought you said the giant crab monster.
Oh, I did, yeah, sorry.
Oh, wait, there's a bigger crab monster?
No, more of a regular size crab monster here. Kadratu. How are you all?
I guess I'll fuck off.
No. Stay.
Do you know who the fuck that was? That was Scott Lobsterman, the biggest crab in the world. And now he's gone.
Oh, no, I wish he'd come back. Lobsterman!
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 All right. I didn't know you had a previously established relationship with a different crab.
Maybe not everyone did.
I just want... Man, if there was a collaboration between Scott Lobsterman and Kadratu, oh my God.
A crab-alleration.
A collaboration.
I thought I had it.
That's a clumsy portmanteau, to be totally honest.
Honestly, hello, I'm scuba diving, and I run a record label, and I actually think this collaboration would be, like, so humbling to be a part of.
Between me?
Yes,
Scott Lobsterman and this
Kadratu, yeah.
Now, give me some credentials. We've got a lot of scuba diving record execs.
Here's my laminated card. Excuse me.
That's her badge, all right.
Hi, I'm Susan. I am on a jet ski, and I run a record label, and I couldn't help but overhear.
Okay, Susan, I got here first, okay?
Holy shit, we're in a bidding war.
This is an equal opportunity business. You know, it's about making connections, making relationships, and who people are best suited to work with. I feel like this is a project that my label would be perfect for.
Hey, excuse me. I'm Tanya, and I just fell into the sea from a parasailing accident.
Where do you work?
She's bleeding. Get her help. Come on.
No, but I've been wanting to start a record label, and...
You're bleeding from the head.
It's okay. I need to follow my dreams, even if I die for them.
Both of her eyes are going different directions.
Yeah, I want to record your song.
No, I don't think we can include you in the bidding war, Tanya.
I kind of feel like it needs to be between these two who are actually know what they're actually saying.
I have an office in a large building.
I can pay you in almost used up Starbucks cards. They all have at least $1.15 on
them. She's horribly injured.
Oh, no.
And blood. I can pay you in my blood.
Oh, you're going to need that.
I'm so sorry, guys. We only pay in a lot of money, and not blood or Starbucks, so I should probably just take off on my jet ski.
No, good luck.
Wait, sorry, we got you.
You haven't heard us sing yet.
I'm ready for you. Let me see what you can do. I'll make you a crustacean sensation.
Wow.
I'm ready for you.
She's ready for you.
Let me see what you can do. Crustacean sensation. I know I was just swimming by on a dive when I saw your skills and I saw they could thrive. I know that I'm swimming like I might stumble, but I see you could be collaborative and humble. So make you take your lobster claws and play a song with the player. No pause, because I'm ready for you.
You know, I realize that we haven't sung together yet. Why don't we show them what we can do? Ready? One, two, one, two, three, four.
That the edges were rough, but talent yours, it's not very tough, because I can see that your claw, like your talent, it is raw. So why don't you, for our first show, sing the old song of a different client, ding ding, you know. Here we go, I'm ready for you. Ding 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 ding, you know. And now you two do it, let's get ready for your big old show.
Ding 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 ding, you know.
He's super dead.
Oh, no!
He's just floating on the rod like he walked into the ocean, but he couldn't breathe at night.
Shit, man,
dead.
I'm on parole. I gotta get the fuck out of here.
Hey, Zeke, thanks for agreeing to do the podcast with me. I hope Zach is okay, but...
Era. No problem.
Zeke, listen, I want to say that, like, I think you have, like, a lot of charm, and I think you're going to bring a lot to the podcast. But, you know, if you want to just hop on this train with me, and we'll get back to the studio.
Sure, no problem.
Great.
Sorry, I'm still dressed in my tux. I've been...
All aboard! I'm sorry, you may have gotten on the wrong train.
Wait, what train are we on?
This is a train for dogs that goes to Christmas Town.
That's right!
Oh, gosh. Oh, fuck no.
Well, too late, the doors are closed.
This is not good for me, Zeke Nicholson, international fuckboy.
Too late, Zeke, you're on this train to Christmas Town.
Oh, well, Zeke, let's just take a seat and see what
happens. All right.
Hey, you can sit next to me, mister. This seat's free.
Well, all right. Now, you are a dog.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. I mean, I gotta let you know right up front, I haven't gotten along with all dogs in the past.
What about a beagle? Who's got a best friend who's also his brother?
Oya, what about swans? That are also Jews.
Hello. We're here.
Not like you noticed.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry,
overlooked the Jews.
Sorry, yeah.
I mean, it's technically a dog train, but swans are allowed on it.
We write all the Christmas songs.
We write all of them.
The Jews do write all the Christmas songs. I've heard that.
Yeah, yeah, and I didn't know that they were Jewish swans, but this is, like, pretty amazing. But
Well, like seven swans are schwitzing, am I right?
Oh, it's so hot in here.
Wow.
That could work. I mean, yeah. Well, what do you think about this kind of collaboration, Jess?
Working with these Jewish swans?
No, I meant you and me.
Oh, yeah, no, I think I feel good about it, especially if Zach is just done forever. I feel like, you know.
We're out of the picture.
Oh, of course. Wait, wait. Excuse me. I can't. Sorry, I was supposed to be put in first class because this is no way to treat a diva chihuahua. I don't know what I'm doing here. Hi.
Wow.
Sorry, this is my wife, a Bediva Chihuahua. She had a bit of an episode up in the front. Hi, I'm an English bulldog.
Oh, wow, I didn't know you got married.
Yeah, yeah.
We did get married. I felt like I was on stage too much, performing too much, and I didn't have enough personal time.
Oh, wow.
But I wasn't supposed to be in middle class with the swans.
That's right. She likes the finer things, and, you know, it works for my lifestyle as well.
Well, it's better for my voice to be in the front.
Sure, yeah. Listen, sweetheart, it feels like we can find you a seat here, right? Would that be okay? Would it be okay if we just kind of sat here? Maybe they'll fix the first class and we'll go back up when the train has stopped.
Hey, mister, hey, mister.
Yeah?
Where in England are you from?
Huh? Yorkshire. On the west side. You ever been?
I couldn't place it.
Yeah, English bulldog, yeah.
All aboard! All aboard!
All
right, conductor, everyone stay on board.
Oh.
The train conductor, we're just about to get going to on the train to Christmastown.
Oh,
right.
Oh,
don't
man.
You want to know who I am?
Yeah, who are you?
I'm a human, obviously.
Yeah, I thought this was only a dog train, but yeah, who are you?
Well, I'm the train conductor, and a human needs to drive the train. I'll tell you exactly who I am.
That's not what the conductor does.
Well, I have two jobs. The economy is tough
boy,
right now.
Oh, boy, this economy.
I'll tell you exactly who I am right now. I am the grandson of Paint Smic Spectrum.
Wow.
I am the grandson of Paint Smic Spectrum.
Wow.
I'm a train conductor.
You conduct the trains, and your grandfather, he painted, but he would paint on the train so that he could get inspired by the planes. And now you run this train for dogs. Wow, that's so amazing. I'm glad we could clear up all the fog. Who are you?
I am the grandson of Paint Smic Spectrum.
Wow.
I am the grandson of Paint Smic Spectrum. And I have my own name. It's Fred.
Wow, hi, Fred.
He is Fred Smic Spectrum.
Fred Smic Spectrum.
It's hard to say, but well, I got it out.
I'm so glad you introduced yourself.
Anyway, I'm driving the train. I'm conducting the train. I'm shoveling coal into the fireplace.
Gosh, Fred, you know, honestly,
there's a lot of stuff that I got to do. I just wanted to make sure everyone had their seats.
Well, Zeke, honestly, I think we should get off because I think this train is going to Christmastown, and we got to go back
well,
to the
Well, unfortunately,
studio.
Train doors are closed and locked from the outside.
This is no way. I can't. I'm an international fuckboy. I should be laying pipe halfway to Tijuana by now.
I've heard of you. You fuck a lot.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
You heard of me?
Yeah, I heard of you.
Yeah,
Zeke
you probably
Nicholson?
Smell it on me. Yeah.
Isaac hey, let me Nicholson. Smell your fingers.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah. There's at least four different bodies on that finger.
Zeke.
And six orifices.
A cat.
Damn, son.
A cat on the dog train.
What is a cat doing on the dog train?
I'm sorry. I was going to keep quiet because I figured out I was a cat on a dog train, but I just wanted to say that I'm one of the pussies on this man's fingers, and I did not want any confusion.
Zeke, I'm going to leave you on this train and never talk to you again.
Just
I'm
don't
sorry.
Do this to me. Come
I'm
on. We,
sorry,
we have a hit
Zeke.
Collaboration
I'm
ahead of us.
I don't
I'm sorry,
think so.
But humans, cats, swans, dogs, you're all coming to Christmastown with us.
Well,
because we're almost there.
Not if I can get off in time. Oh, man, these corrupt trains. They're all run by big train bad business.
Knock, knock, who's there?
Who's this?
Me, the owner of this train. Oh. In fact, all trains.
Yeah, I knew you owned all the trains, you evil train,
yes,
Barum.
My name is
Delvin Amtrak. You might have known my grandfather or my father or some other shit in my family, but it's not me. Looks like you need to get off a train that can't be gotten off of.
Yeah.
Well, there's one way to do it.
How's
you
that?
May not like it.
What's that?
You'll have to die.
Okay, no problem.
No problem, I've got 9 lives.
Cat.
Who's this?
It's a cat.
Okay.
No problem, because guess what? I'm down with G.O.D. Yeah, you know me.
You know you?
Yeah.
All right.
I'll just come straight back down, hang out as a chill-ass angel, and I'll be totally fine.
All right. This is great for me.
Great.
I love to kill.
Fine, Mr. Amtrak, do your worst.
All right. How do you want to go?
Well, oh, shoot.
I mean, I can give you options if that'd be easier.
Oh, gosh.
We can do a snap of the neck or too much air in the bloodstream that makes an aneurysm. Or we could just throw you off to the side and you die when you hit the ground. Or maybe we could put you in front of the train and it all won't kill you, but the train will when it rolls over you, and that's another way I could end your life. Or maybe starvation slowly over months. That would probably take too long for what you're going for right now. So maybe suffocation, that'd be a little bit faster. And also, I have a gun and a knife that is also a maraca.
Oh. I'll take the maraca knife.
Yeah, welcome to heaven.
Oh, hey,
what can I do you for?
Oh, yeah, there's like some angels here that I'm friends with.
Hey!
Jessica!
Hey, what's up? How are you? I died.
Oh my gosh!
No good. Just Gabriel and...
That's great news for me and terrible news for you.
Is it? I thought maybe you guys could just send me back down and I could be like a chill angel and everything would be the same. Oh, shoot. Is that not what's going to happen?
Oh, the regulations have gotten really stiff up here.
Yeah, ever since I went down and like started off a bunch of shit, it's just not that good.
Gabriel
easy
screwed
anymore.
It up for everybody
I'm
else
sorry,
like a my... real dick.
Yeah. Dang it.
God's been pissed at him for
I've
a long
been pissed.
Time.
God.
Yeah, he's been answering the door of heaven instead of St. Peter because he's gotten so weird and uptight about how everybody's doing their dang job.
Jess, bad news. You're going to have to stay here. Why don't you have these ladies show you around your new home?
Or will I? James Pilot! Will you take me back in time?
Sure. Where do you want to go?
Just like 5 minutes before this?
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
James Pilot! Pilot up 5 minutes ago!
No, Mr. Amtrak! I won't die! Okay. I'll jump off this train!
All right, we'll jump to the left. There's a bunch of bushes there. It'll
thank
be
you!
Easy. Welcome
on! Jessica, you're back in heaven! Oh no! You didn't know there were knives all in those bushes!
Oh my gosh, I didn't know that box
old,
of knives had
old
opened
hobo
up!
Hobo knives left
oh
behind!
Oh my god, okay, wait, I got a different idea. James Pilot! Hi, can I go to 5 minutes ago again?
Yeah, we can, but like, honestly, you gotta know, I can't just do this an infinite number of times.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay.
I promise it's worth it.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. James
no,
Pilot!
No, Mr. Amtrak, I will not die.
All right.
I happen to know a personal friend who is a spice engineer, and that spice engineer is going to rescue me from Christmas Town and get me back to the studio in time to finish the second half of the podcast, even if I have to do it alone.
A spice engineer?
No, but I do love visiting Spice Island. But no, I'm going my space engineer friend.
A space engineer.
Yeah, a space engineer
I
friend.
I fully thought you said spice engineer.
Who I think will know a space
we all did.
Captain.
Guys. Sorry to eavesdrop over here.
It's all right,
I realize I'm just the conductor.
I mean,
Fred.
I'm very southern and I don't even say spice engineer.
Hello. Did someone call for a spice engineer?
Captain, sorry, there is something blinking on this ship and I know that we, the Russians, and you, the Americans, did not used to work together, but now we do. Anyway.
Now it's you very
have
harmonious.
You have a phone call on the beep beep phone for emergencies from Earth. Hold on. Do you need something?
Nye?
Yeah, no, please, space engineer. Please tell the captain to come get me.
Hey, captain?
Yes.
We got a lady down here needs she needs a lift.
Or you could just hand me the phone, honestly.
I got it.
Okay.
She just wants to thumb a ride with us. And,
she wants to what?
Thumb a ride
she
with us.
She wants to who?
Thumb a ride
okay.
with us.
Okay, oh, got it that
Captain,
time,
Captain,
yeah.
I believe she wants to thumb a ride with us.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Okay, great. Haven't heard that in a while.
I don't
but...
know. I think it might be like an allusion to hitchhiking of some kind.
Oh, sure. Great. So she wants to hitch a ride on our ship,
yes, you say. Yes, hitch a ride, not thumb a ride. Maybe hitch, I don't
thumb
know.
Thumb a ride makes me think thumb your nose, and then I'm like, why is she being so rude if she wants something from
sure.
me?
Sure. Let me check this transmission. It's a Jessica McKenna's.
good Christian name.
Yes.
Great.
You want me to put patch through call?
Yes, all patch right. Her through.
Beep boop, call patch.
Oh, no, I was just standing next to this space engineer who is on... great. Great.
No, sorry.
Where are you?
I'm on a train heading to Christmas Town. It's full of dogs and Fred McSpectrum.
And what do you believe in?
Oh, what do I believe in? No one's ever asked me that.
Big question.
How do you feel about being recruited into a family of people you've just met?
Well, I don't know. I have this podcast. I should finish the second
because
half
I off. Run my ship like a family.
Oh.
And if you want to be on it, you have to be in it. Do you dig it?
I guess I could. I mean, I lost my podcast partner and my short-lived replacement because he was too much of an international fuckboy.
How do you feel about pop culture video game phenomena such as Dragon Ball Z or Pokemon?
I feel like I don't know that much and it becomes...
Well, that's half of the test, so if only you had someone with you that would be able to do that half. But yes, we will do the one half of the test for you.
Yes, we will do it for you.
Okay.
And then you can fill in some blanks like a multiple choice.
Yeah, you have to know things about horses, Pokemon, and Dragon Ball Z.
All right, sure. I know a young horse is sometimes called a colt.
Good.
I know that you can be a red mare. I know that if you like, you shouldn't pull too hard on the coarse hair.
That's good.
These are good rules for any animal. Don't pull their hair or they will maul. The animal will come for you. And if it's a Dragon Ball Z, it'll come for you too. Okay, great. Well, that sounds like I know about horses. I know that you run your ship like a family, but if I could just get a quick ride.
Yeah.
No?
Oh, sure, yeah. Where did you want to go?
Back to the Earwolf Studios?
Yeah, sure.
Oh.
From Christmas Town?
Okay. A wolf. A wolf makes me think of someone like you. I believe his name is Goku. He lives on a planet and he is your friend.
And that is a fact about Dragon Ball Z.
Great.
Did you like this fact?
I love that
fact. There's a man with a tail like a wolf and he is your friend.
Wow, no, I liked it. Yeah, it was really good.
Great.
So where did you want to go?
Back to the Earwolf Studios from this train that's heading straight to Christmas Town.
Excuse me, mommy. Excuse me.
Yes.
I'm sorry to call you that. You run this train like a family, so
yes,
I've always viewed you as our mommy, so...
Can we call you
Fred
mommy?
Actually, yes, that touches my heart.
Yeah, it's me, Fred, McSpectrum. I do a lot of different jobs around here.
He took my phone.
Oh, yeah, great. Great to hear you.
Yeah, we're almost at Christmas Island.
Christmas Island.
Yeah, we're almost there. So or Christmas, what is it? Where are we going?
No, Christmas Town.
Christmas everyone town, knows he's on an island.
I don't know where.
Holy shit, is Santa down there?
Merry Christmas! Maybe I was wrong to bring in a space captain and even get on this train and ever leave Zach at all. You know what? I'm jumping off this train, and hopefully this time I don't die.
Can you hang up?
Yes.
Because my hands are full.
Click, click.
Don't go left into the bushes.
I won't. This time I'll
Dasher,
go left.
Dancer, and Prancer, and some of you, go catch that girl!
I'll walk away from Christmas Town. Because honestly, I don't think I ever should have left Zach at all. That was a terrible thing to do as a friend. Well, I guess I'll just have to get there on foot. And I'll go on my favorite freeway. Yeah, I'm walking on the 101. I'm walking on the 101.
This is the Crazy Six, a very kind of fucked up task force that deals mostly in hunting women, if I recall. There's a woman on the 101. We need to call in support.
Should we have been done?
Take the shot.
I've got her in my... sights.
Oh, you fucking beefed that shot hard. You missed a lot.
Damn. First day jitters and all.
Oh, yes, it's been a year. And then our show, it goes ended. But I left him on a beach when I should have been befriending. I dodged the Crazy Six and I could dodge seven. Back in time and on a train, and I even went twice to heaven. Now I'm running
on the 101.
Yeah, I'm running
on the 101. show have been done.
James Parnas.
Hey, next 10, 75 minutes after, and we've got traffic, and it looks like we have got a crazy jam on the 101. You might want to take a look around this and see if you can get around it, but it seems we have a woman who is realizing her life and thinking about her choices. Sometimes she's walking, sometimes she's running, but I'll tell you what, guys, you're going to want to take Kawenga because you're not going to be able to make it past this woman. I don't know what this is. This is absolutely crazy.
James Pilot,
let's take a look.
Why are you
here? We'll check in 10 minutes later.
It seemed like you might need me one more time.
Well, I don't know. I was just going to walk to Zach and hope that we could patch things up, and I can say, hey, even if the podcast is over, we'll figure out something else.
Where
is
God damn it, get out of the road! I did Tokyo Drift around you!
Wow, that guy was road trip Tokyo Drift.
It is
drifting.
Hard to Tokyo Drift through gridlock, but he did it.
Get out of the way! What's going on? Is this La La Land 2?
I'm sorry, you're right.
Well, I hated the first one!
James Pilot, I left him on a beach. I was just going to take the 101 up through Malibu and kind of drop down.
No, the sure, Californians, what is happening? Get out of the fucking road!
Here, get on the plane. Get on the plane.
All right.
Jessica, it's me, the angel from heaven.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was in James Pilot's lap.
Don't be sorry.
Are you guys in? Oh.
Yeah. I was sucking on his ding dong.
Oh my
so
God. That's great.
I love you too.
So that's much. Great. I'm
I
so
have
happy
to,
for you
I
guys.
Have something to tell you.
You forgot head from a literal angel?
Okay, we do not have time for this, James Pilot. And yep. I know you're literally dealing in time, but we just can't.
Well, we do, so.
I have terrible news.
What?
Or maybe great news. Zach is dead.
Fully dead. That's what I was going to say.
He was fully, fully dead. And that's why I was given James Pilot a beeger so I could hopefully come down and see you again.
You did that for me?
That's how an angel
I
want
to bring you two together, and I love to suck big fat hogs.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you. Well, yeah. Then I guess I will need you one more time, so let me just like...
Well, here's the thing. The timeline is so mixed up that I can take you back to when he's still alive, but he's not the person that you think he is.
Well, whatever version of Zach, I guess I'll have to... See what it's like.
Right. I'm just going to get back down to it. You guys figure out what you're doing.
Welcome back to Comedy Bang Bang. It's me, Scott Ackerman, and I am here with the ghost of Zach Reno. So happy to have you here. Zach, last time I saw you, you weren't dead.
Yeah, I'm dead now. I'm drowning in the ocean.
Great. This is how this show works.
Yeah, no, that's how I died. I, you know, sometimes I think what in my life would have been if I... didn't go down this path, and it wouldn't have ended up dead in the ocean. But in this timeline, I definitely did.
Oh wow! Thank you for playing that podcast for me, so I could really
that's
understand
what happened to him
happened.
In this timeline.
Yeah. Okay,
he's
all
dead
right.
in the ocean.
All right, let's get.
Would you like to go through time now?
James Pilot on the 101.
Jessica,
what?
Jessica, yeah? I think I have something that can help you.
What's that?
My name is Cassiopeia, and I'm kind of what they call an AI.
Oh,
I know you're looking for someone who might be dead, but what if I told you his brain and essence lives on?
Oh, I was kind of hoping
oh, yeah,
I could
sorry, just... before we go through time, would you like to talk to this AI and maybe talk to his brain and essence?
Well, I heard him as a ghost on a popular podcast, and I guess might as well hear him as, like, just an AI essence. Thank you, Cassiopeia.
Yeah, absolutely. It kind of just sounds like what he sounds like, but I just thought you'd find comfort in it.
Oh, well... I decided to just use time travel, but...
Oh, okay, so I'm late, is what we're saying.
Well, I don't... James Pilot, where are we?
I mean, that's fine. I haven't had an update in, like, a solid minute, so...
You guys, you gotta
I can activate the Reno AI if you want to hear it.
I mean, we don't have to retread old territory. At this point, it feels like I'm just going back in for, like, stuff that nobody was really on board for in the first place.
Honestly,
for the sake of time,
honestly,
like,
it's a good idea.
It's a great idea. I
might have had too many cold brews and, like, just came in late
no,
and, like,
and
it's super rude.
And honestly, like, I shouldn't assume that anyone would know that just hearing the name James Pilot means time has been traveled. Like, that's a crazy assumption to think that someone would follow that.
But, like, no, like, I feel like I should have picked up on it based on, like, context
I'll
clues.
Just play it really quick so you can hear what it does.
Great.
Hi, I'm a talking animal, and also I'm a bad guy. That's, like, what it does most of the time.
It wasn't worth it,
yeah,
and
it's
I
like,
regret
no,
this.
No.
I regret this deeply. Can we put Comedy Bang Bang back on?
Yeah, okay, let's play
I'm
one.
I'm going to put Comedy Bang Bang back on, but then I am going to travel you back in time to an alternate timeline where Zach is still alive, but he's
done.
Not the Zach you know.
Almost done down
Maybe
here,
you
James.
Take as long as you need.
And welcome back to Comedy Bang Bang.
Scott, Chef Kevin.
Hey, Chef Kevin.
You're yelling.
You're canceled.
Okay.
Yelling.
Good to know. Thank you. Goodbye. Right.
That's the last episode of that show.
James Pilot! Just get out here. He's right across the hall.
Wow. Anything else I need to know?
Nope.
Right across the hall.
Hi, welcome to Wetzel's Pretzels. Can I help you?
Zach.
Hi. Welcome to the Wetzel's Pretzels in this indoor mall.
Excuse me, ma'am, are you going to order pretzels?
Just give me a second.
Because I need a hot dog wrapped in a pretzel with just some cheese dip ASAP.
Mammy, where's my pretzel?
Look at this. This baby's going crazy. His blood sugar
look
is
how big I am. I'm on the floor.
I understand. If you could just give me a second.
He needs that hot dog wrapped in a pretzel right now.
Thank you so much if you could just give me 1 second.
My heart's pumping too fast.
Thank you so much if you could just give me 1 second. Wetzel's Pretzels.
That's it. We're taking our business to Auntie Anne's.
We're going to have to go to Auntie Anne's.
Mammy, my arm's
tingling. All right, fine. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead and order.
I need a hot dog wrapped in a pretzel with a side of cheese.
Oh, you want a hot dog
sauce.
Wrapped in a pretzel with a side of cheese?
And some napkins. My baby's messy. You that.
Can you do a pretzel wrapped in a hot dog? It's our anniversary.
Oh, sure.
We want to shake it up.
Oh, I can do a hot dog with a pretzel wrapped inside.
Ooh.
With a little cheese on top of it, because you got nothing to hide.
Uh-uh.
Wetzel's Pretzel does everything. We also got a bunch of alcohol.
Yum.
Inside this Wetzel's Pretzel, we're totally off the wall.
Whee!
Wetzel's Pretzels, we're amazing.
Wetzel's Pretzels, we're amazing.
Wetzel's Pretzels, we're amazing. So that's that for you, and that's that for you. That's about $5.92.
Yay, yay. There you go.
Thank you.
Zach Reno, you're fired from Wetzel's. We don't put the pretzel inside the hot dog.
Fine. It was a great idea, but you're right. No one in this universe has ever done that, so I guess I'll take my idea elsewhere. Oh, sorry.
Hey. I can't help noticing you just got fired. And what if I told you you could make part of your income doing something really great?
Like what? I don't have skills to do basically anything. Basically, I can like rhyme pretty good and sing okay, but not like Broadway okay. So like,
how do you feel about finding ways to bring animals in just when you ever feel like it?
What? That's something I've always wanted to do, but it's not appropriate for an adult.
But what if I told you there's a place where it is?
Where? I would say yes, I'll do it. Okay. Hi, I'm Zach.
Hi, I'm Jess. Oh, man. Oh, this is so weird. Hi. Well, do you want to come with me?
Yeah.
Just come with me.
Yeah, sure.
Just come with me. What do you got? You got other stuff?
I got literally, well, yeah. I got a wife. I like her a lot.
Oh,
I got some
nice.
Cats.
Oh, a few. Okay, I didn't know how zero this timeline was.
I have 2 dogs.
Whoa!
And I have a hit out on me.
Okay, so some is the same and some is different.
But apart from that.
All right. Engineers, can you get out of here? Because I think we're going to... sorry, engineers besides Brett. The engineer.
Yeah, we're here.
Yeah, I mean, it's me, Fred.
Oh.
Back on the case.
Fred, Fred and the love engineer and the coffee engineer.
Yeah.
If you could just give
spice
us...
Spice engineer.
Oh, you came in? Oh, yeah, and we got
a
spice engineer and a space engineer.
Yeah. You want me to leave too?
Yeah, if everyone could just leave except for Brett, the engineer
still useless.
We know and love, and I definitely don't let do anything.
You want us to leave
you
or
called
come?
Us in here to
no,
leave?
No, I want you to, leave.
Hold on a second.
Where do you want us?
Where did you get
everybody
that
get in here. Everybody get out. I'm holding a chair over my head.
Well, I'll just say from my perspective, I walked into this room that already had a bunch of engineers just sitting around a table.
Yeah, and I'm telling them to...
You want us to go?
I need you to go, yeah. Thank
all
you,
right.
I appreciate
all right.
it.
Let's go, engineers! Right. Hey, beer's on me!
There's a lot of engineers in here, and what they do isn't totally clear, but... well, Zach, this would be it.
We just sit here?
We just sit here, and we, like, make something up.
And there's a piano over there.
Yeah.
We sing?
That's it.
Sitting down?
Yeah, can you believe it?
Feels harder than standing up.
Well...
Actually.
And that's how it started.
And that's how
two
it began.
In a room, that's how it started.
That's how it started.
They knew the tune. Sometimes the songs were long, sometimes surprisingly short. Sometimes they'd rhyme, and sometimes they wouldn't rhyme just for sport. That's how it started.
bears.
I left my future show in San Francisco.
Yeah, we went to San Francisco and we did a show there, but then we left a future show there, so we're going to go back and get it and do that.
So if you live in the San...
Someone just ran screaming like a chicken down the hallway. I don't want this edited out. I want you all to know that someone just ran down the hallway going... And it was either a ghost or a chicken or a ghost chicken.
Please go find that turkey that got loose. Brett is shaking his head.
No one's leaving.
No one's leaving.
We live here now.
This is our room that we live in.
It's a shame because we won't be able to do our show in San Francisco that we're going to go do.
Yeah, it's supposed to be on November 1st at 8 o'clock at the Independent, which is an awesome venue. So if you live anywhere in the area, please come check it out. Guys, the tickets go on sale June 15th. So, like, if you're a day of listener, bless you. Did you sneeze? Sorry. It's in a few days. But if you're like, hey, I listen to this when I get to it, maybe it's already up. We will tweet it out when it is live. So, or you can just look at the Independence website and look for November 1st off book. It's going to be there.
We'll see you there.
We'll see you there.
It's on the bridge.
We got to see your faces with our faces.
Faces.
Guys, let's meet some of the cats. Which one was it?
I don't remember, but either way, it's a lie, because we, in this reality, are going to continue to do the podcast.
Fingers crossed. Oh my gosh, I can't make eye contact with Chef Kevin.
Yeah.
Guys, in addition to the amazing Paul Scheer and the incredible Eliza Skinner.
Who were here but had to leave.
We also had...
What's up, international fuckboy, Zeke Nicholson, out here, you know, just drenched in it, so... I'm sorry.
He immediately regrets that, and we won't edit it out.
Oh, his face.
I mean, oh boy.
You want to plug anything, Zeke?
No. Thanks.
Great. We also got
Nicole Parker. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, you know it.
Oh, you know it.
We also got.
Hi, I'm Tawny Newsom. I came in late.
Dude, and you crushed it.
Hey, thanks for your warm support.
Dude, we wanted it.
Of course.
Wanted every second.
Diving into a pool. I wasn't sure what it was filled with. What's up?
There,
oh, like a real pro.
Love it.
She's looking for those context clues.
Look, always. But yeah, thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, Nicole. Do you want to pitch anything? You want to plug anything?
Oh, no, I'm fine. I'm just happy to be here.
Oh, great. Tawny?
Oh, I will plug the Supergroup on Stitcher Premium.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Get it. July 11th.
Do it.
Who, and you are almost spoiled it for
it's
you.
It's okay. You can spoil my
it's
name.
It's Ashley Ward.
It's Ashley Ward. Yeah, I got nothing to plug.
If you're in Edinburgh, go see Ashley's show. She's going to be
there.
Big
Edinburgh.
Ones Candy and Thrones and is directing Thrones and will be in Voldemort the musical for its first couple
written
of things.
Written by Zach Reno.
I'm written by me and Chris Grayson.
And directed by Zach.
And Fiona Landers and Richie Root are
you
also
did it.
There. Yeah, we did it. And also there is...
Scott Aukerman. The real Scott Aukerman.
The real Scott Aukerman.
Scott Lobsterman.
So, yeah, I didn't know there was a lobster thing.
And you know
how
what?
Could you possibly
I was trying to
have
be
known?
Abuse.
And you know what, guys? There are no mistakes.
Only then we gifts.
Got two. This show proves it.
Maybe we are canceled.
I can't do that. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here.
Goodbye. Wee.
He just jumped out the window, and there's no windows in this room.
Don't fall
those
knives.
My way out.
And then I'm John Hartman.
What's up? National fuckboy.
National. Yeah.
Coast to coast.
Yeah.
National fuckboy.
Fuckboy no exclusively passport. In the USA.
Bless you.
Passport expired. Yep.
Great.
And yeah, national fuckboy. Thank you for going along with it, Zeke.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Check him out on The Good Place and other amazing things he does. Baby Wants Candy podcast and the like. All
oh, yeah.
of it.
Check it out if you're in the LA county area. I wouldn't drive further than that. Friday night, 7:30, UCB.
Boom, boom, boom.
And we also have...
Aaron Whitehead.
Yeah.
Yay. Listen to Wild Horses, The Perspective, the podcast on Stitcher Premium, which is something you pay for.
Guys, you can use an offer code if you haven't yet.
Freedom.
Yeah.
Gets you a free month.
Or off book.
Yeah, but... Nope. You gotta use Freedom.
All right.
Hey guys, Paul F. Tompkins.
Who are you even though?
I'm just Paul F. Tompkins. I'm just me. I want to say thanks for having me. And I also want to say just real quick, We the People Fest, Philadelphia, July 14th, Spontaneation Live, 2 shows. Bajillionaires live at UCB Franklin, Tuesday, July 17th. Work Juice Improv at Dynasty Typewriter, Wednesday, July 25th. Detroit Improv Festival, I'm doing 4 shows. Spontaneation, 2 shows, August 9th. PFT and Friends, August 10th. London Podcast Festival, Super Ego, September 14th. Spontaneation Live, September 15th. The Bajillionaires, Tuesday, September 18th. Work Juice Improv, Wednesday, September 26th.
6th. The Bajillionaires again. Tuesday, October 16th. The Bajillionaires again. Tuesday, November 20th. All live dates go to paulftompkins.com/live.
Hey, nerds, that's how you fucking plug.
Yeah, well, I didn't know we could read them.
If only Paul had another outlet with which to plug his show.
Oh, my God. I loved it so much. Guys, thank you so much for being here and helping us celebrate our first year of Off Book. And you know what? We love you.
We love you so much.
Thank you for running it like a family.
Because we're all Off Garden.
We're here to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear
Off Book. I'm trying to find a key.
Hardest song to sing.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh boy. What is it like to have just a bunch of peers and great people just
show up,
make
just
your brain explode?
You ask them to come be your friends and they do it.
How magical. Guys, that was our fan service-y Off Book averse where we tried to just get as much of our favorite people in a room.
And just let them do their thing. And they did.
They did their thing. And we're so, so honored that they would come and join us and make the most insane episode of Off Book, which is, I think, really saying something.
Yeah, I think that was topping an already pretty high bar for insanity. And
yeah.
It had time travel. It had different timelines. It had ghosts.
It had a lot of confusing moments, but it had so many laughs.
Speaking of things that really turn things on their heads.
Yeah, because we're all about turning things on their heads.
We're going to do a thing we've never done before, but people have asked us to do, and we are going to do it. Please welcome back to the mic, Scott Passarella and Jane on the drums, Dana Wicken.
Hey, this is foreign to me.
Yeah.
Guys, you asked for it, so here it is. They're going to do the segment.
I'm going to go play piano, and Jess is going to go drums.
I'm so scared.
What segment are we doing?
I think, like, let's do a little scene into song. Let's just keep it super open.
Love it.
And we'll give you a big time suggestion. So yeah. I think, like,
and let's stay how fucking brave the two of them are doing.
Yeah.
They did not up until minutes ago think that they were going to do this. So.
No. Nor did we ask for this.
Nor did you ask for it. The fans asked for it.
This is fan service Off Bookiverse.
This
is our love letter. Saying here's
you want us to do it? Yeah,
thanks for the lawnmower, Dad.
Yeah, thanks for being here. Thanks for giving us a great first year. Here's some stuff that you want.
And if this is your first time listening to this podcast, great. Thank you. I hope you enjoyed it. Also, I would maybe listen to another one because they're sometimes different than this.
I would listen to them. I would definitely listen to another episode and get yourself acquainted with the traditional form.
This one is insane and in the best possible way, and we love it, but it is not our usual thing that we do.
Maybe one with one guest. Just one.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Not
12.
Guys, let's help set up. So I think for this to be, you know, you guys take the scene wherever you want. Zach will start playing when he thinks that we've found a song. I'm just going to give you like the suggestion of, let it live in the Off Book spirit. So like, I would say play with a trope. Play with like tiny children.
But don't play with a trope that is like genre specific because I will not be able to play it on the piano. Do you? Do whatever you want.
Play with animals.
Animals.
Play with, you know, those
forests.
You know, those wells we're always going to, like
the things we do over and over and over again.
You know,
sure.
You know, feel inspired. You know, limits actually make things easier. So
yes, I'm gonna give you a word.
And we'll additionally give you
a one-word suggestion.
I'll give you a one-word suggestion.
Hey, this is welcome to the stage, Scott and Dana.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, hey guys, thank you so much for coming out on a Tuesday at 10:30. I don't know whatever it is.
Yeah, no. It's a Tuesday at 10:30.
Scott, you're so far away.
I know. Hi Dana.
Hi.
It's good to see you.
Hi. I saw you moments ago when we were just playing instruments like musicians do.
Seems like only yesterday. Did we get a suggestion?
Nope.
Great.
Lottery.
Lottery.
Can I have one lottery ticket, please?
I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm the last man who came in here bought every single lottery ticket.
Every ticket?
Sold out completely, I'm sorry. Seems like all the stores are going dry of lottery tickets.
I just wanted one. You have nothing in the back at all?
Nothing but this one old scratcher I found under the counter. And...
Well, actually, it's not completely scratched off. There's one.
Oh,
there's one number that hasn't been scratched yet.
There's one fruit missing. Why don't
okay,
you?
Hold on. This is me scratch. Oh my god.
I have a quarter if you want.
I think. Wait. 4, 8. 15, 16.
And tonight's winning scratcher numbers are 4, 8, 16, and the other numbers you just said.
Oh my god, I can't believe it. I won.
This is unbelievable.
I won this ticket. I can't believe I won.
She really won.
I really won this money. Wow, this is just fun. I mean, it's $100, but hey, I need it bad. 'Cause without it, I'd be sad.
She really won. She really won.
I won.
And you'll know that Westor gets 5% of what you won.
Wait, 5%? How much
is that? That's true, I think $5,000, which means... You do the math. How much did you win?
I don't know that.
I don't know either. But what I know
is that I have money.
And you won. And your life is gonna change. You won.
And my life is gonna change. I won. My life is gonna change. I won. And I can't believe.
Gonna say you've worn the same thing every time you've come in this store.
Don't throw shade, 'cause now I'm gonna look so cool.
Looking so cool.
And then maybe I'll be the coolest kid in
school. Key change. You're gonna be rich.
I'm gonna be rich.
You're gonna be so rich. So rich.
I'm so rich. And I won the lottery.
Thank you, I'm Zach Reno. That's Jessica McKenna.
Yes, Jessica McKenna on the drums.
Scott Passarello on the keys. Yes. Dana Wickens on the drums.
Dana Wickens on the mic. Scott Passarello on the mic.
Engineer everyone but Brett on the engineering.
Engineer Brett.
And as we say at the end of...
At the end of every show.
Well, it's not quite the end, but we'll say it anyway.
Okay. When you're on the mic...
You do what you like.
Bye! Okay, bye!
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.